Honorable Minister, Madam Director General, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the non-aligned movement. At the outset, I would like to congratulate my sincere friend, Dr. Ahmed Mohammed Al-Saidi, Minister of Health of Oman, on the assumption as the president of the 69th World Health Assembly. The movement is confident that under your able stewardship, the 69th World Health Assembly would lead to a successful conclusion. NAM expresses its commitment to the principles of the World Health Organization Constitution, emphasizing that the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health is one of the fundamental rights of every human being without distinction of race, religion, political belief, economic or social condition, and also health of all people is fundamental to the attainment of peace and security, and is dependent upon the fullest cooperation of individuals and states. NAM emphasized on central role of WHO in the governance of global public health issues, and as the lead agency for health in the United Nations system. Mr. Chairman, NAM recognizes that the worldwide response to Ebola as well as Zika virus outbreak led by WHO, states and other relevant actors together is an example of how international concerted and sustained action can overcome global health challenges, and believe that many public health emergencies could have been prevented or better controlled if the health system were stronger and better prepared. NAM underscore the need for concerted action and a coherent response at the national, regional, and global levels in order to adequately address the challenges to sustainable development posed by non-communicable diseases to nation, and while acknowledging the importance of prevention, stressing the need for provision and ensuring affordable and accessible medicines for treatment of NCDs, especially in developing countries where the incidence of NCDs is very high. NAM expresses its concern on the spread of antimicrobial drug resistance and its potential massive threat to global public health achievements, and the urgent need for global action to address this threat. Mr. Chairman, NAM reiterates the call on countries to take measures to prevent the abuse of intellectual property rights by rights holders, particularly where they seek to restrain and unreasonably impose measures that affect the supply chain of medical products and transfer of technology relating to health products. NAM expresses its concern about the negative impact of unilateral coercive measures in the field of international relations, trade, investment, and cooperation, and its serious adverse impacts on public health. NAM stresses on the WHO's role in ensuring availability of affordable, quality, safe, efficacious medicine, and reiterate on fundamental importance of technology transfer in affordable prices, capacity building, and research and development into prevention, treatment, vaccines, and diagnostic for the success of SDGs. NAM expresses its concern over the deteriorating health condition in the occupied state of Palestine, particularly in occupied East Jerusalem, as well as in the occupied Syrian Golan, as a result of health jeopardizing measures perpetuated by Israel, the occupying power. Mr. Chairman, NAM, taking note of the progress made on the draft framework of engagement with non-state actors, FENSA, emphasizes that the framework should be developed and implemented in a manner which improves WHO engagement with non-state actors toward the attainment of public health whilst protecting and preserving WHO independence, integrity, predictability, and reputation. NAM, with reference to the health challenges associated with migrants and refugees, including the need to ensure access to health care by migrants, recognizing that recent increase in the displacement of population across international borders around the world requires special attention. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, NAM reiterates that the call for more attention to health as an important cross-cutting policy issue in the international agenda, as it is a precondition for and an outcome, an indicator of all three dimensions of sustainable development, and for the recognition that global health challenges require concentrated and sustained effort. To that end, the movement is committed to contribute to the realization of the common objectives we are all looking for. Thank you very much.